I have in studio with me this morning Barbara Kasasa, and she has a business called Oh Voila. Now, this is not a commercial interview. It's a unique element, aspect of her business. She's been able to bring in the social aspect of assisting people in creating the product. Very good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
So how have you managed to include this social aspect into your business? First of all, you produce jewelry.
Yes, so I design, I manufacture jewelry. So, but more importantly, beside being different, is to make a difference. So I have decided from the very beginning to only use materials that have been produced locally. So my beads are cast in a factory in Retreat. My ribbons are manufactured in factories in Elsa's River. My tubes, where I do my packaging, are made in Epping. So it's all companies and workshops and factories that I use where they mainly employ women. And then everything is assembled either from my home studio or from the ladies' own homes. So it's women from previously disadvantaged communities. And they put it all together. So knowing that one person, one woman is responsible to put food on the table for seven people on average in those communities. If I employ six people, six women per month, then it's over 40 people that that have food over the table. And that, for me, is the reason that I wake up and design new items.
Because they're people who are actually going to create it for you. So, I mean, the way you've designed your business is that you don't sit in your studio and make everything. You outsource it to these people.
Absolutely.
And then the final product is assembled. How does this affect the women? I mean, how they come in to do something that's, I mean, the jewelry doesn't look crafty made. It looks like designer. So they're actually creating a quality product.
Yes. So I think they get a lot of pride, and I try to integrate them as much as possible what's happening. So, of course, I'm responsible for the sales, the marketing, and the design. But everything that comes back, or if we, for instance, we do a lot of wholesale, say, to places like Londolozi or
The one and only group
is exactly. We supply for them in Mexico and different other countries. And I will always share this information with them. And if there is any media coverage, I will immediately show them as well that this is what's happening. This is what you made in your home.
Do the businesses like the idea that they are purchasing quality products, but yet are being made by the ordinary formerly disadvantaged people?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That has probably, I would say, 80% of my success as well is because of that resonance. And with South African companies, it's a very important aspect. What is nice about the whole business is that it's all handmade. So if I make five pieces and I need one person, if I have 5,000 pieces, I need X amount more people to work. So it has an immediate impact on unemployment. I do a lot of corporate gifting as well. For an example, I did bracelets in macrame for Nando's, and that was 1,000 bracelets. I could feed six people for 2 months during the winter months.
Wow.
On top of what I do for other shops and other corporates. So that is very rewarding. And then I will work with one main person, and she will find her cousins and her friends, and she will train them. So from this year onwards, I want also to give them an opportunity to open bank accounts. I have a fantastic mentor. Her name is Arifa, and she wants to help these women as well to develop further so they can be sustainable but do it a professional way.
So you've made a choice not to have your products outsourced to China, where you can get it really done really cheap with the same materials, but you've chosen to use people. It's a specific decision you've taken.
Yes, and for every decision within the company, whether it's the graphic design, whether it's the marketing, the social media, it's always looking using local talents. And I always make a joke. It's just the only thing that is imported is myself.
Yeah, you're from Belgium.
From China, yes, I'm from Belgium, yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. It's a great concept, and encourage other people to, I mean, as we say, local is lekker. Use the local people.
Absolutely.
Produce a high-quality product. It doesn't, the final product doesn't.
Well, you can do some level of charity without looking charitable. So I call it Afro-chic and job creation in a most elegant way.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.